Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 27th. Highs today of 77, and then tomorrow a 60% chance for showers. And I'm trying to get more details on the timing of this, when exactly it's expected to rain. They got a cold front coming through, and Black Friday is going to be like cold. You know, it's going to be really nice November weather. Get out, do some Christmas shopping and all that stuff. But tomorrow, not so much. If you're planning on the fireplace, I hope you got the air conditioner working, because you're going to need it before that. Then when the front comes through, and for the weekend, highs of 73 tomorrow, then a front comes through, highs of 59 Friday, 58 Saturday, 62 on Sunday, and it stays in the 60s until Thursday, warms again. Maybe we'll get another front by then. We were talking about Black Friday and weather and cooperating being a good day to go shopping. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate senior industry analyst, to talk about Black Friday deals and shopping and all that stuff. How you doing, Ted Rossman?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
What do the surveys show about, from Bankrate survey, about people shopping and inflation, credit card debt, living paycheck to paycheck? There's a lot there for you to unpack, but we got 20 minutes. Take your time, Ted.
People are definitely going to be shopping. The National Retail Federation and MasterCard and Deloitte and others are expecting something like a 2 or 3% increase over last year. Now, that's not exceptional. I mean, that's more or less in line with inflation, but it is still growth. The Thanksgiving weekend is really kind of more of the midpoint of the holiday shopping season now. It used to be the kickoff not too long ago. Now it's basically like Black Friday comes in October. Really, especially the past few years, Amazon Prime Big Deal Days and Target Circle Week and other early October promotions have really gotten the holiday season started earlier. But still, we found that 59% of Americans are likely to buy on Cyber Monday, 53% on Black Friday, 50% on Small Business Saturday. It's still an important weekend for retailers.
When it comes to who's spending more, who's spending less, does that break down according to demographics with ages and different groups or generations? How do you measure that?
The age breakout is very interesting, because Gen Zers and millennials are the most likely to be shopping on all of those days, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. It's Small Business Saturday that most surprises me for those young adults, the fact that 6 in 10 Gen Zers and millennials are shopping on Small Business Saturday versus 46% of Gen X and 40% of boomers. The holiday season has stretched out. It's gotten more online. Young adults are certainly participating in that, but they're also hitting the local community stores on Small Business Saturday, which is a little bit of a throwback, but it does show the desire to support the local community, and also the fact that small businesses rate better on customer service and unique gift ideas. They don't necessarily have the lowest prices or the widest inventory, but there is something to be said about meeting with a knowledgeable local shopkeeper, kind of going on this treasure hunt for unique gift ideas that maybe you didn't even know you were looking for. And there can be a social element, too, that you round up some friends and family and hit the stores and go out to lunch and go out to a movie. And that sort of thing appeals to people, including Gen Z and millennials.
It sounds like a Supreme Court case, stress v. cheer. It's not. It's a survey that you guys did. And I find it interesting about holiday shopping and how people responded to what applies to them, what are their feelings about shopping, et cetera. Ted, what did you guys find?
Many feel like their budgets are strained, but yet they're spending anyway. They're spending thoughtfully. That's a key theme this year. And it is one of the best years for discounts in a while, because retailers are acknowledging the situation. They are bending on price. 25-30% off. That's kind of the floor for a lot of retailers. Sometimes we're seeing 40% off, 50% off, sometimes even more. People are spending, but they're spending very thoughtfully, and especially on physical goods. It's been harder to move that kind of merchandise the past few years. People have been more apt to put money into experiences like travel and dining and concert tickets, and experiences have done well ever since the pandemic ended. Less so for clothes, toys, and electronics. That's another reason why retailers had to offer deep discounts early in the season. So at the end of the day, even though credit card balances are at record highs and people are still stressed by inflation, they're still spending. They're just being especially deal conscious.
So what are the hot items this year, Ted? Do we know yet?
Yeah, I don't know if I have any specific names on toys or anything like that.
More like, I guess, do know that... What's the word I'm thinking of? Like a classification? Is it electronics? Is it... Because you mentioned not experiences. I was just wondering what people are buying or looking for. Jewelry?
Yeah, I feel like the holiday favorites tend to be things like clothes and toys and electronics. Those have not been selling as well the past few years in general. I do think experiential gifts are still hot, even though some of the enthusiasm has tempered a bit. This is still going to be a record year for travel. There's still been tremendous concerts and sporting attendance and restaurants. And even though the momentum has slowed a bit on experiences, like 2022 was really the revenge travel kind of year. But then last year was another record, and this year's a record. So I feel like experiences are still a big deal. Retailers of electronics are hoping that a product replacement cycle comes around. So many people stocked up in 2020 and 21 amidst the pandemic, and now maybe some people are starting to come back around on that. That's what they're hoping, at least. There are early signs of a recovery for things like phone sales, TVs, computers. Some of these people who bought one a few years ago, now they're in the market again. But in general, the past few years have been much more about spending on experiences than on stuff for the home.
So when it comes to, I remember as a kid, as we're having this conversation, just popped into my mind as a kid going to the bank with my parents and seeing a Christmas club. And asking my parents, what's a Christmas club? What's all that about? And they explained it was something where people saved every year to all throughout the year to buy Christmas presents. I've not been to a bank in a long time. I do it all electronically. I don't know if there are Christmas clubs anymore. Do banks still push that? Do people save to buy Christmas presents, or is it all done credit card now?
We see it a little bit, especially at credit unions, but it's not as much of a in-your-face kind of advertisement. I love the concept. It's something that people can definitely replicate on their own. I'm a big fan of that pay-yourself-first kind of idea, set money aside every paycheck. It's something people could maybe start now or start in January for next year. It's a little late for this year, but still, you still have maybe two or three paychecks before the end of the year. Anything you save can help ward off that high-cost credit card debt. The average credit card charges about 20%. The average store card charges about 30%. So that's one to be especially wary of this holiday season. A lot of those get peddled aggressively at the checkout counter. You want to think about that total cost of ownership, too, where sometimes buy now, pay later sounds like a viable alternative. Things like Affirm and Afterpay and Klarna. Sometimes it's a good deal, but sometimes it encourages overspending. So you want to think about that total cost of ownership.
It seems interesting to me. We're talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, about the holiday shopping season. You asked, thinking about the upcoming holiday shopping season, which, if any, of the following do you expect to apply to you? Top of the list was 42%. I'll do most of my holiday shopping online. But then at 7% comes in and says, I'm willing to go into debt for holiday purchases. But it would seem like a lot more than 7% of people are going into debt for holiday purchases. Is there a disconnect there or not? What do the numbers say?
There is a big disconnect, yeah, because half of credit card holders already carry debt from month to month and at an average interest rate of about 20.4%. Not to shame people. If you have credit card debt, you have plenty of company, and it's often for practical reasons. The biggest cause is an emergency expense, something like a medical bill or car repair. Second place is day-to-day living. You don't want to make it worse around the holidays, though. So the advice would be, set money aside in advance. maybe cut back on gift giving this year. If it's really not in the budget, maybe even set expectations with family and friends, like, hey, could we only buy for the kids this year? Or could we pick one adult's name at random and buy for them instead of the whole extended family? If you're a good baker, if you're a good crafter, maybe you can make something. Maybe you could go to a thrift store or get something at a secondhand online shop. The point is, you don't want to dig the hole any deeper. And frankly, a lot of people don't even remember what they got for the holidays last year. So you don't want to go into long-term debt for this sort of thing. It is important to spend thoughtfully. A lot of people are doing that this year, but it's the cumulative effect that's important. It's not just the holidays. It's the fact that prices in general have gone up 20% since early 2021, and wages have gone up 17%. So everybody's paying more for housing and food, and it's just really pinched the household budget.
Well, Ted, thank you for your time. I remember this. I know that there's no worse feeling in making this mistake as a younger guy than, you know, being Santa Claus in November and December. And then when that credit card bill comes in January, you realize, how in the world, how am I going to, right? You don't want to put yourself in that position.
That's right. Yeah, that's really the important thing, is just going in with a plan and, you know, make a list, check it twice, stick to it. A lot of people have a lot of financial pressure, and, you know, the National Retail Federation says that the average holiday expense is about $900. Well, if that's $900 in credit card debt on top of the average, which is $6,400, according to TransUnion, that's a tough situation. I mean, it's such a divide between the half of cardholders who pay in full every month and are taking full advantage of rewards and other buyer protections, and then the other half that's carrying debt from month to month. That's the problematic situation, and that's where 6 in 10 people have had credit card debt for at least a year, and it just kind of builds off itself. So if you have credit card debt, don't dig the hole any deeper. Think about getting a 0% balance transfer card. Avoid interest for up to 1 month. You know, you could also work with a reputable nonprofit credit counselor like Money Management International. There are some things you can do.
And when you transfer that balance, shred that card, because you don't want to charge anything else. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate your time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure as always. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, 626. Now traffic, WWL.